Welcome and hello, everybody. This is the REI Society podcast, where we are informing you everything real estate and business related so that you can be successful in REI investing. We're sharing the tools, tips, and stories from people who have already made it. And my name is Brandon Thompson, your host. Each week, we'll bring extraordinary guests so that you can learn real estate from the best.
Welcome, REI Society. I am so excited that this month is going to be the first spin of a single topic that we're going to talk about in every solo episode and every interview for each individual month. So with that said, let's talk about wholesaling, because the rest of July, we've only got, what, 10 more days, 9 more days as the date I'm recording this. This month is about wholesaling. But first, look, I want you guys to grab out your phone before we go into this topic. Grab out your phone and text me the word society to join the REI Society. So text the number 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. That's going to give you access to me like nobody else gets. Tips, tricks, the habits of successful real estate investors. We're going to do live Q&As. We're going to do some awesome stuff through this platform. I think you need to do this right now. So go ahead and text me one last time, 404-341-2897, and you will be texting the word society to auto-subscribe. All right, guys, look, wholesaling. The experts make it sound easy, right? It's not. Wholesaling requires dedication, hard work, smart marketing, and commitment. But first, what is a wholesaler? What is a wholesale? A wholesaler is someone that finds deals, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes right now, with my hands, and they connect a retail buyer charging a fee for doing so. A wholesaler is trained to market for good deals. They're looking for really, really deep discounted deals. They're going to negotiate that discount, and they're going to put together a solid contract and sell it to at a markup to a retail buyer through an assignment or a back-to-back closing. So here's the breakdown. I'm going to give you 7 steps, which is going to be an amazing breakdown that you probably want to bring out a notepad and start writing these down. So number one, you're going to find a great deal from a motivated seller. Number two, you're going to negotiate a price that makes sense for both parties. Number three, you're going to sign a purchase and sales agreement with the seller. Number four, you're going to find a cash buyer, a flipper, or a landlord to buy the property off of you. Number five, sign an assignment or a new contract with that end buyer. Number six, you're going to collect a premium for the difference between the seller's contract and what the buyers will pay when you go to closing. Number seven, find more deals. Repeat the process. So look, obviously we're talking about deals. A great deal is the foundation of a good wholesaler. You are mastering the art of marketing for deals. Most real estate investors are not good at it. Just being honest, I see a lot of people think they're going to get into this business and they're contracting properties way too high, and then they're trying to dump them off on me or my colleagues, and they just cannot negotiate a good deal. They're not selling anything, and they end up going out of the business very, very quickly. Look, the best part of wholesaling is that you can cherry pick the best deals to flip or keep for yourself or buy and hold and make money off the rest if you don't want them. Your deep discounts can accelerate your own personal wealth building, your activities, you know, anything that you want to do and accomplish in your life, that's what it can do. Let's talk about wholesaling. How do you wholesale? You need to find the deal. We just said that. Get good at determining values. We just did a previous episode that talked about determining values like a realtor. As you see, we're doing a freaking awesome progression on how to teach you. Get really good at determining your values, or the ARV, which is called the after repair value. So if you're not familiar with after repair value, you're basically going to take a property that is distressed. You're going to force the appreciation up after you do certain types of renovations. Let's just say paint and flooring and a new roof, HVAC, et cetera. So now a property goes from 70 grand value, distressed value, to $125,000 of after repair value only by doing, let's just say, $25,000 worth of work. And now you have equity. You have a margin in between that. This can make or break your reputation if you don't get good at your determining your values like a realtor. So go back to that other episode, and that will actually help you understand how to do this the right way. This is going to take time. Don't feel like you had to learn it overnight. This is going to take a lot of time, but you'll eventually get used to it. And I think you're going to be really, really good at this once you start making sense of all this. Understand what the end product will look like. If you are trying to pitch a property to somebody, you need to get good at estimating cost. It's, if this is a flip or a buy and hold, you're going to treat it differently. If it's a flip property you're trying to wholesale, you need to understand the level of finishes for that area and or that neighborhood. And if it's a quick flip and if it will take a while. So estimating cost is very crucial. Write down the problems in an itemized list while you're looking at the home, when you're walking through that home with a seller, and go room by room. Look at, here, I'll just give you a few items to look for. Look at the roof, the gutters, soffit and fascia, the siding, the exterior painting, decks, driveway, garage doors, landscaping, septic tank, does it have septic or not? And if it does, you might have to estimate pumping or putting in a new one. Foundation is crucial. Demolition, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, framing, insulation, sheetrock, carpentry, interior paint, cabinets and countertops, flooring, permits, mold, termites, and more. So ask someone that's got experience to go with you to look at this property with you. While you're taking notes and taking pictures of the property when you're with the seller, you can start formulating an estimate or a projected estimate to pitch to the end buyer, if that makes sense. So look, it's going to get easier. You need to get contractor bids to understand this, but it's going to get easier and you'll be able to do this without blinking an eye. You will be able to understand what things run in your area and you're going to be able to do this with a blink of an eye. Do the best you can. Don't spend hours on this. Just get good at it. It's going to take time. Now, what happens after you walk through the property, you've taken your notes, you go back home, you run your numbers, you call the seller up and say, hey, let's present an offer. Okay. Well, look, I always ask for a basis from the seller. When I'm at the interview or the walkthrough with the property owner, I'm trying to understand them. I'm trying to get to them on a level of their, I guess on their level. And I'm forming great questions. I'm trying to get deep in their head. I'm trying to understand what their motivation is for selling. And I'm trying to understand more from them. Here's what you're going to do. You just need to get a good basis from them. Ask them, what are you looking to get out of your home? This is a good starting point of reference for you. Take down the number. I usually go home. Sometimes I'll present an offer right there on the spot, but I usually like to go home and estimate my cost with my notes and look up comps and after repair values, and then come back to them over the phone and pitch them a price. But I've got a basis already when I've walked through the property with them. Build rapport with the seller when you're there. Get to know them and get interested in their life. Make small talk, make long talk, find out what you have in common and talk about it. Just find out what their pain points are, why they're selling, and help them out. This is the thing that I stress a lot to my students. You need to help them out. Listen more than you speak and be okay with walking away. Like if they come in, you're doing a walkthrough and they want $500,000 for this home and you know it's not even close to being worth that, walk away. Tell them this is not the, you're not the buyer for this property. Blame it on a higher authority. So when you call them back and their basis is nowhere near where you need it to be, present them an offer. And if they get upset, blame it on a higher authority, a spouse, a business partner, your money person. That will shift the blame to them and it'll help you better in your negotiations so that you can work something out. Let's just say, hypothetically, you went to an agreement, you got to an agreement, and what do you do now? You need to sign a contract. Real estate forms are state-specific forms, so check with your attorney for your state. Go to biggerpockets.com, /files, and they may have different state-specific contracts. Connect with a realtor in your area, but find a contract and put the terms that you guys agreed to verbally and send it over to them through e-sign with something like DocuSign or so. Now, look, here's a couple things that you need to have in your offer. Earnest money. Earnest money is a good faith deposit for them not shopping that property off to another person. They're going to stop taking calls with people, hypothetically. Sometimes they don't. That's them saying that we're going to not work with anybody else because you put a deposit up. I usually put up a couple hundred dollars 500. If I really like the property, 1,000. You're not dealing with realtors. A realtor would never allow a property owner to accept that little of earnest money, but you're dealing direct to the seller. And why not try to get as little as possible in skin in the game? It's easier to walk away from, right? Earnest money, a couple hundred to 500. If you really like the property, 1,000. And then contingencies. You know, you can put a contingency together for anything. You know, you might want to put a financing contingency if they're open to allowing you to have financing. You might want to put a due diligence inspection contingency. This property is contingent upon financing. This property is contingent upon inspection. And then you're also going to put a duration. So this property is contingent upon 7 days inspection. That's it. That's all you got to put in there. So if you don't like what you see in the inspection, you back out. If you like what you see in the inspection, you can move forward. During that process, let's just say it is 7 days, I'm trying to shop the property out to other buyers. So I'm pushing this through, let's just say a MailChimp, where I've built up a bunch of email addresses. And we're pushing that in front of this property with all the pictures I've taken, with the estimated cost of repairs and the values and the numbers I want to sell to. And I'm pushing that in front of buyers through my MailChimp. And I'm trying to sell the property, and I may come back with another walkthrough in the meantime if somebody is very interested. But I like to have a contingency with a duration, and it gives me access to back out if I need to. What you need to do to put a package together, and this is how you're going to shop this to a buyer through your email. So you want to have a cash buyer have all the data in front of them. They want the property address and the details. They want the financial outlook. Is it perfect for a flip? Is it perfect for a rental? Is it perfect for both? So give them a little data on that with numbers. Let them know about the property conditions and the needed repairs or renovations. Give them the estimate of repairs. Give them photos of every interior room and then all four sides of the exterior. Some street scenes, street views up and down the road. So two street views. And then you might want to even include like mechanicals, HVAC and water heater and stuff like that. And then comps to justify your ARV that you came up with. You put that in a package, you send that through a MailChimp or another client database like that, you're most likely going to sell a home. Here's what you want to do. When you're working with an end buyer and they come back and say, yes, I want this property. You walk through it with them, 7-day due diligence. They come back and say, yes, I'll take it. Now you need a contract with them. So put it together, a contract with them, get $1,000 earnest money, because you worst case might lose. Let's say you got $500 skin in the game. They put up $1,000. If the whole deal falls apart, you made $500 for putting a contract together. Absolute worst case scenario. Sucks you didn't make your $5,000 to $10,000 markup, but you made $5,000. And that's as easy as it is. So here's the thing. How do you wholesale? Assignments. You need to put Beth and or her assigns in the contract, or Brandon and or his assigns in the contract. That's a stipulation. You're going to put in the special stips with your contingencies. Tom and or his assigns. So get it. Blank and or his or her assigns. And then you can put an assignment contract, a separate piece of paper, usually 1 to 2 docs, over to another buyer, and they take over that contract. And then you go to the closing table. You can set up simultaneous closings. You can do back-to-back using transactional lending. If you don't have the money and your attorney's not willing to do a back-to-back closing, you can do what's called transactional lending, where you can borrow money from somebody that's wealthy, and let's just say it's $100,000. They will lend you that $100,000 for 1% typically, and you know they're going to get that money back within the same day. So they made $1,000 for just sending out a wire, and your deal is funded. And they will give instructions to the attorney that says, do not fund this deal until the other person wires in their money and is ready to fund their deal, the end buyer. It's really, really perfect for somebody that wants to make a quick return. I'm sure you know somebody that's got some money, or you can connect with a hard money lender in your area. Just Google hard money lenders, Seattle, hard money lenders, Tallahassee, hard money lenders, DC. You'll find somebody if it's a good deal. Now, you can also do the back-to-back closings if you have cash. Send in your own money, close it, get your money back. I just did a deal yesterday. I purchased the property for like $92,000 and I shot it over to one of my guys and we sold it for $105,000. I did a back-to-back closing. I got my money right back. We made roughly $13,000 just for doing nothing. I didn't even look at the home. It was great. That's amazing. What you're going to do, you're going to tell your end buyer to wire their money to the title company or the attorney's office. They're going to put their cash up or their hard money lending. Then you're going to do the closing and you're going to get paid. It's as easy as that. I know I've kind of breezed through this. This is just a teaching solo episode so that you can understand the flow of wholesaling. We'll go into other episodes where we'll teach you how to find properties, but this is the art of wholesaling. And I'm sorry, I'm up and down. I just got out of the gym and I've got energy levels that's going out the roof. So it's kind of messing me up a little bit, but I'm glad you stayed with me. And this is going to be the episode that builds the foundation for the next two interviews we have for the rest of the month. So look, thank you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys for being a part of the REI Society. Do me a favor. I got two asks for you. If you like what you see here or here, I guess, go ahead and text me Society to 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. And also, give me a 5-star review on iTunes. I want to push up in the charts. And the only way to do it is to have the audience do these reviews. So please, I'm asking you. I know I'm not the best speaker. I know I'm not the whatever. I'm not the most polished person, but I'm trying to give you guys the most amount of value as I can. And only way I can continue to do this, eventually I'm going to try to get sponsors and things like that. And, you know, we're going to have to get paid through the REI Society to do this. So we're giving you this content for free. Please text me and please rate me. Thank you guys.